time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
January 27th, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Galilee was the Wild West of Palestine, a rough, unruly place with bandits and revolutionaries wandering about, and a population which considered by the religious elites in Jerusalem to be uncouth and semi-literate and infected that by the paganism of the area. It was called the Galilee of the Gentiles because there was a large population of Hellenistic pagans mixed in with the Jews who had only recently begun to resettle in a land which had been devastated in earlier wars. A rough parable to what Jesus did when he walked along the wayside and summoned his disciples would be if he walked down the street in Tombstone, Arizona, and selected the odd cowboy and merchant and drifter for his band. He certainly did not reach for the best and the brightest of his time, though he probably knew what the men would be capable of in years ahead. There are perhaps more potentially great men in the world than humankind recognizes. Anyway, this is a story for those who can't understand why Jesus didn't use better taste in choosing those who would represent him in the world, especially as priests, then and now. Once upon a time, a group of boys in their late teens swarmed out of the basketball court on a Sunday in January when the temperature had risen to 50 degrees. Warm enough to play basketball, right? Mind you, not in shorts, but still warm enough to play basketball. Anyway, the outcome of the games was determined by the flip of the coin, which decided who would have the first chance of choosing sides. The one who lost got the second and third choice, and so on. The one who won, of course, got the first choice. It was supposed to be fair, but it was also boring. So on this particular day, the kid that had the first choice picked the worst player in the crowd. Of course, his opponent chose the two best players. Then our hero chose the second and third worst, until he had chosen the four worst players. "These guys think they're hot stuff," he said to his bedraggled teammates. "They think they're going to mop up the court with us. Let's teach them a lesson." Well, the other guys were so overconfident they missed their shots, and the poor team beat them 21-10. "See," the winning captain whispered to the losing captain, "I am so good, I can win with the inferior players. So there, too." My friends, did Jesus do the same thing?
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.